It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 21st.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is exacerbate, spelled E-X-A-C-E-R-B-A-T-E. Exacerbate is a verb. It means to make more violent, bitter, or severe. Here's the word used in a sentence from sfgate.com by Emilia Benton. If you tend to use the elliptical when you're recovering from a running or other sports-related injury, this could be the machine for you. Even though ellipticals are known to be one of the best options for low-impact exercise, they can sometimes still exacerbate joint pain or healing injuries. This machine, however, is similar to a recumbent bike in that you use it while seated, which takes stress off your back and eliminates potential additional body fatigue. The Latin adjective acer, A-C-E-R, meaning sharp, forms the basis of a number of English words, including acerbic, meaning having a bitter temper or sour mood, acrid, meaning having a sharp taste or odor, and acrimony, meaning a harsh manner or disposition. They're just the tip of the jagged iceberg. First appearing in English in the 17th century, exacerbate combines the Latin prefix ex, ex, meaning out of or outside, with acer, offspring, acerbus, meaning harsh or bitter. Just as pouring salt in a wound worsens pain, things that exacerbate cause a situation to go from bad to worse. A pointed insult or cutting remark, for example, might exacerbate tensions between two bitter rivals. The legacy of acer isn't all negative, however. The Latin name for the genus of maple trees and shrubs is acer, owing to maple's characteristically pointy leaves. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.